How to clean your refrigerator to minimize fridge repairs. One of the most effective ways to reduce the frequency of fridge repairs is to keep it clean. When you keep it clean, the ductwork wide and open, it helps the air to circulate and keep the interiors cool. Plus, the condenser coils, evaporator coils remain clean of dust and filth, and this helps your fridge to function optimally. Now the fact is, how to clean your refrigerator. Let us on this page discuss the steps and procedures. Emptying the refrigerator is the first step. This is ostensibly the first step that you need to take when you decide to clean your refrigerator. Just take the contents of your refrigerator out systematically and draw out the shelves as well, so that you get the space to maneuver the cleaning tool. But before that, you need to collate the tools you need: the dish towels, hot water, dish soap, baking soda, before you commence the cleaning. Remember, you must not clean your refrigerator in bits and pieces, but opt for comprehensive cleaning if you are to minimize the frequency of service calls of the technicians for fridge repairs in Sydney. You should unplug your fridge at first. Experts are of the opinion that you must switch off your refrigerator and unplug it before you get on with the cleaning. This is to minimize the risk of getting electrocuted or the fridge dripping. Remember, your cleaning will involve water, and hence, moisture. So to be on the safer side, ensure you switch off the fridge and unplug it. Clean the shelves, drawers of the fridge. Cleaning your fridge does not involve cleaning only the unremovable components of your appliance. It is also about cleaning the shelves and the drawers, as they gather a lot of bits of foodstuff, which may subsequently find their way into the air ducts and other critical components of the appliance, maximizing the need of summoning technicians who conduct fridge repairs in Coogee. Clean the shelves that are unremovable with some improvisation. Your refrigerator may have one of multiple non-removable shelves, which need to be cleaned thoroughly as well, to reduce the need for fridge repairs in Cecil Hills. While cleaning these shelves and trays, you may use toothbrushes to clean the angles, crevices and corners. Get the gunk removed from the door seal. This is one of the most important steps of fridge cleaning. Remember, an untidy door seal full of gunk will render it useless and let the air from outside get in contact with the cold air, defeating the very purpose of refrigeration. Hence, use hot water and dish soap to get rid of the gunk from the door seal or the gasket. Get rid of the sticky residue from the surface of the condenser coils and clean the evaporator coil as well. Let us now get to the trickier chapters of refrigerator cleaning. You must keep the condenser and the evaporator coils free of filth if you are to keep the functionality of the fridge to the optimal. You need to place a piece of cloth soaked in soapy warm water on the coils for a couple of minutes or so that the filth loosens up and sticks to the cloth. To remove the remnants, you can use any type of oil, like mineral oil, vegetable or coconut oil, or even baby oil. Once done, wipe the coils carefully with a clean, dry cloth. However, if you are not sure of this part, you can call techies who can clean refrigerators apart from doing fridge repairs in St. Mary's. What better name can you summon than fridge experts? If you are in and around Sydney, we are the best in the business to call up.